Yesterday, we talked about Rabbi Yehuda insisting that the double lashon within the shvuah of Yitzhak and Tarul obligates the individual as well as the tzibur on Shliyah and the Chomer. So even the individual participation adds up to the tzibur, which we said is there either disagreed, or what I prefer to say was that he was not concerned with the individual action heading up to a tzibur. If that's the way it happens, it's okay. It's only if the tzibur acts as a whole that it becomes valid. The fifth, middle level, middle end line, or the end of the line, Reb Zera. What does Reb Zera do with the double overroot of the psukim in Te'iru and in Te'iru? Mivayda lecha Rabbi Levi. He needs that pasuk for the drasha of Rabbi Levi. Yamar, Rabbi Levi said, Sheish shvuos halalu lama. So we've already doubled the shvuos from 3 to 6, apparently on the basis of imta'iru, imta'oru. Each shvuos has a lashon of imta'iru, imta'oru. So why? Plasa hanidam ran. Three of them are the three shvuos that have already been mentioned. That's the shvuos shloyal b'choma and shloyimridu ha'olam yimridu esisrael shloyimridu b'mos ha'olam and as all the kochav shloyishtabu them yisrael yosem yidai. So what about the next three? Enoch, what are the other three? The other three are actually Galus HaKeks, that the time of the Keks of the Gula should not be revealed. Mishaloh Yirachaku is HaKeks, and that the time of the Gula should also not be distanced. Mishaloh Yidalu Hasol Dov Dekochavim, and that the secret should not be revealed to the Goyim. We can tell that at least a priori these three fit into the set of the first two and the set of the third. It seems to be a relationship between what you got with the case and what you wrapped with the case. The term Shalay Yigalu with the case seems to be lacking. Shalay Yigalu with the case to whom? Maybe. If we want to say that the end of that phrase is in the third, is in the third shua, shleigalu asod of the kochavim, and that the words of the kochavim is left out at the beginning, simply because it's they're relying on what it says at the end, that would have been easier if the middle shua would not be shleirachku in that case. So the Rachlat Zakeis does not have an indirect object of Lo Zei Kachavim. Nothing to do with it. So it's difficult to say that Lo Zei Kachavim is referring back to Shalei Galus case. But maybe it's not impossible. Maybe even with the Shalei Rachlat Zakeis in the middle, still Lo Zei Kachavim goes back to Shalei Galus case. That, of course, assumes that we know when the case is going to be, and you can't tell the guy, right? But if we have no idea when the case is, then there's a lot of chash that we're going to tell them, right? So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Shalei galu is a case, nevim shebenei." That hashba'ah is only to our nevim. The nevim know when the case is. The Nevi'im are mushba not to reveal the case, and apparently it's not to reveal the case to us, the rest of us, the non-Nevi'im. Maybe we'll try to take each one at a time. There's a little problem between what Rashi says and what the Gemara says. There's the Gemara's mashma that the whole nation is mitzuveh shelo yigalu l'tzekeis. And so it led Aaron to conclude that it's the whole nation. To whom might we inform is to the goyim. It's mashma that way in the Gemara. And yet, according to Rashi, the shelo yigalu l'tzekeis is limited to the neviim. So why does it sound like it's a hashba'ah on everybody? The answer is that the Nevi'im don't really stand alone. They don't stand, I should say, on their own two feet, or at least not only on their own two feet. The Nevi'im are actually representatives of Am Yisrael. This comes out in many matters. And true, the Nevi'im appear to be shlichim of Hashem, not shlichim of Am Yisrael. Hashem speaks to the Nevi to speak to the Jewish people. But nevertheless, the opportunity to have that shlichut is based on the worthiness of the Jewish people to have Nevuah b'chlal. And the Nevi'im are shlichim of the whole receptibility of the Nevuah, of Am Yisrael's receptibility of Nevuah. The Gemara Megillah in Daf Dalet talks about the quotes of Pasuk in Daniel, at the end of Daniel, where Daniel and three friends approach a river and Daniel sees a sight on the other side of the river. It's a malach, a very frightening sight. And his three friends are frightened, but they don't see the malach. And they run away out of fear, but they don't see. So the Gemara says that the three friends are Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Then the Gemara says, I'm not going to say this right now, but they are greater than he, and he is greater than they. They are greater than he, in that they were Nevi'im, and he was not. He was greater than they, in that he saw the Malach, and they didn't see the Malach. So the question is asked, what does it mean that that they are a Nevi'im and he was not a Nevi'im? So the Ramban in this week's parasha about, and this is Machlokes of the Rambam, but the first Ramban in Parasha Tzayera, on the definition of the Nevuah, says that Pshuta Kamashmo, that they were a Nevi'im and he was not. What's a Navi? A Navi is someone whom Hashem talks to. Hashem spoke to Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Hashem did not speak to Daniel. Every Gilui that we find in Sefer Daniel is through a Malach. If it's only Malach is talking to you, then you're not a Navi. That's Ruach HaKodesh. And it's apparently the reason, according to the Ramban, why Daniel is in Sefer, is in the set of Tzuvim, and not in the Nevi'im. The Ramban there is in the Chara. May not be the majority perish of that Gemara, but it's widely accepted that Navi is someone who Hashem speaks to directly without a mouth. The Rambam was the one who the Ramban was mecholik on. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that it's only Moshe Rabbeinu who spoke directly with Hashem. That's the aspect. Lari and Mihiri of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Panim al Panim Dibra Hashem Moshe Mitzvah. Panim means directly. All the other people struggle with our connection around them. And that makes the Ramban's parish and the Gemara impossible according to the Ramban. Rashi in the Gila does not learn like the Ramban. I'm not saying he accepts the Ramban, the Rambam against the Ramban. I have no basis for saying that. But the Rashi in the Gila says that Chag and Zechariah and Malachi were Nevi'im and Daniel was not, because Chag and Zechariah and Malachi received the message to give to the Jewish people. That's a Navi. Daniel never received such a message. Never does it say, is Daniel sent to say anything to the Jewish people. Yes, he was given a Nevuah, he was informed, he wrote things down, he told a few things to Nebuchadnezzar, but not to the Jewish people. That's not a Navi. Implying that it has nothing to do with the level of his Ruach HaKodesh and prophecy. The Barbanel in his Parish on Daniel, implying that Agatha also accepts Rashi's Parish. Nevuah means he speaks to the Jewish people. Nevuah is an act in which if the Jewish people are not the pipes, they're certainly the object of it. And this is the difficulty of Nevi'im Shebin Amshali Galilus and Caves, despite the fact that Nevi'im are aware of when the case is. And that awareness is an awareness of the Jewish people, because the Nevi'im get what they're told for the Jewish people. Nevertheless, this point is supposed to be hidden from them. Another example of this is in the Nusach of the Bracha of the Haftarah. The Bracha Rishon of the Haftarah is Shevachar B'vim Tovim Ratzav D'Ibrahim Anemarim Be'emes Bracha Hashem Habacher B'Torah Uv Moshe Abdo Uv Yisrael Amo Uv Nivyeh HaEmes V'Tzedek. Before the Chassim should be Bracha to Hashem, Habocher, Benviyeh, and Esmat Tzedek. Why the long introduction of Batorah, of Moshe Avdo, of Yisrael Amo? So, Batorah, of Moshe Avdo, is because the basis of all Nevuah, from our perspective, is the Torah. That the Nevi'im are out to impress upon us the Torah, to get us to keep the Torah, to elaborate upon the Torah. But ain't Nabi Rashi l'chadish davar me'ata. There's no new Nevuah beyond the Torah. That's the need for Avocher b'Torah of Moshe Avdo. The Torah and the Navi of the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. But what does the Yisrael and all have to do with it? It's the Beskira of the Nevi'im that we're talking about. Well, the answer apparently is that there's no Bechira of Nevi'im without the Bechira of Am Yisrael. That the Nevuah is the Bechira of Nevuah is a subset of Bechira within the Jewish people. That it takes the Jewish people to for Nevuah to exist. And this is along the lines of, it doesn't have to be, but it is a... It's the general approach of the Sefer HaKuzari. I don't know if he quite says it black and white, but it's very implicit in the bulk of the beginning of the Sefer, that the Jewish nation is a nation of Nevi'im. Some of them are Nevi'im. And even the ones who are Nevi'im, they're descendants of Nevi'im. And if nothing else, in the sense of the Am Yisrael, when Nevi'im and Hasina, the Benim from the Yerushalayim, the Chavetach Ha'esh. So that we have a quality of Nevuah. That's what the nation is about. And it's the Nevi'im who bring that quality to life for the whole nation. And therefore, the... even though it seems to be a tzibur or nechidim not to tell the tzibur, is actually an imposition on the tzibur kulo not to be aware of the case. It's like we have information in our brain that our mind hides from our consciousness for all sorts of reasons, good or bad. That helps our functioning, that we're not aware of those things ever, or at least not most of the time. So too, the Yidiyas HaKeitz is something that's embedded within Am Yisrael, but that we're to remain unaware of. And that that is the that is for our good. That it should the knowledge should be there, and it should, we should be unaware of it. And this is why the Gilead case doesn't appear. Just a second. The Gilead case doesn't appear at all in the Nevi'im, and then where it does appear in the Ksuvim, Daniel was not a Navi. He says it. Or he is informed and it's written down. You know, we have no idea what it's talking about. You know, the Pesukim there at the end are incomprehensible. They're meant to be incomprehensible. It's because of that. But the Gemara Megillah, not far from the other Gemara Megillah that I mentioned before, says that that's why there's no Targum on Daniel. Of course, the other reason why there's no Targum on Daniel is they have written in Targum, they have written in Aramaic. So on the other hand, that gives the Targum. But the Gemara says that Yom Tzimun Aziel was, after he wrote his Targum on the Nevi'im, was about to write a Targum on Ksuvim. And I think Abasco came and told him, no, you're going to be Megal the case. In that custom in the Neil, and as a result, no Targum on any Ksuvim. What's referred to the Targum Yom Tzimun Aziel on Ksuvim is apparently written by someone else. Why we shouldn't know the case after we'll talk about the law. Yes.
Does this present a position that is also to predict the case, even if you're not in a Navi, such in the manner as is done in the Sanhedrin?
Let them say you can't predict the case. There's no point in predicting the case, but it seems to be a pitui that many of Gdol Israel have not overcome. But you can say that they didn't predict the case in the sense that when the time came, it didn't come. So they also didn't predict the case. The Mepharshim on that pasuk, time after time, try to explain it. They will often give a year, which is sometimes within their reach, sometimes without beyond their reach. Usually beyond their reach, but not that far beyond their reach. Except the Abravanel gave a prediction that he lived to see that come true. I think it does say somewhere that one shouldn't predict the case, but the Rambam says he has a Masara of many cases, and the Ramban and Sefer Gula, at the beginning says not to predict the case, and the end does predict the case. The Rashi of the Pasuk gives a prediction, and I think the other Rishonim also. None of those have come true. That's the situation. It's more relevant that the Nevi'im are told not to be Megalim.